Welcome to Maseches Eiduyos, Perek Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 5, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah begins. Rabbi Huda says, Shisha Dvarim, there are six additional things, Mikudei Beis Shammai, Umeichumrei Beis Hillel, that Beis Shammai was more lenient, and Beis Hillel was more stringent, unlike the way that it usually is. What are those six things? Number one, Dam Neveles, blood that comes from a dead animal. Beis Shammai Metaren, Beis Shammai says that it's tar, Ubeis Hillel Metamen, and Beis Hillel says that it's tameh. Beis Hillel, in essence, holds that blood is a liquid, and therefore, if it comes from an avela, an animal that was just died or was shechted, and the shechita was pasul, in essence, it should not be mitami. The reason it is, but is because since blood can ultimately congeal, if it congeals, then it becomes like a solid, so it's like meat, and therefore they made a gezerah that it's like a kezais of navela, like a alv's worth of navela, that would be something that is mitami. Number two, beitzas anavela. If a person shechts a chicken, and he has a pasal shechita, something goes wrong in the shechita. So it says in Chulin, one of the five psulei shechita. And inside of the chicken, he finds an egg. If the egg is finished enough, the shell is strong enough, that it would be sold in the marketplace as is, muteris, it's permitted to be eaten. Vin lav, but if it's a weak shell, so it's not fully completed, asur, then it remains like the actual dead chicken itself. It's part of like almost like the internal organs of the chicken itself, and it's going to be asur. These are the words of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Eisrim, but Beis Hillel say that it's aser even if it's solid. Omoidim, however, Beis Shammai would admit to Beis Hillel, bebeitzas atreifa. Let's say it's an egg of a kosher chicken that became a treifa. It has some type of physical blemish that would make it non-kosher. And you shecht it, and you find the treifa, and you also find the egg. She asur, they would be prohibited to be eaten, even if it's fully completed. Neshe gedela beiser, because as soon as the tarnegoilas, the chicken became a treifa, had this physical imperfection or blemish, then also the beitza that was with it also became asur. It's considered part of the chicken, and as it grows, it's like the growth of a treifa chicken, therefore Beis Shammai would agree that it's asur. Case number three, dam nachris, the menstrual blood of a non-Jewish woman, vidam tara shel mitzayra, or the blood that a female mitzayra, a woman who has tzaras, sees after she gives birth during the days of tara, which we know is that for a male, it would be 33 days after 7 days of Tumah. And for a female, it would be 66 days after 2 weeks of Tumah. Beis Shammai Metaren, Beis Shammai says that that blood of either of the two, of the Dam Nachris or Dam Mitzirath, is Tahar. Beis Hillel Keruka U Kamei Ragla. Beis Hillel holds, it's like other bodily fluids, like spit or like urine, that the halacha is that they're Asar, even on a Dam Nachris, the blood of a non-Jewish woman, and as well as mitzayrath. Number five, oichlin peris shvius b'toiva v'shloi b'toiva k'divrei Beis Shammai. According to the opinion of Beis Shammai, fruit that grows during the Shemitah year, which is hefker, is considered ownerless, Beis Shammai holds, you're allowed to be makir toiv. You can express thanks to the owner of the field for the peris shvius that you took from his field. And also, you could just go into his field, take it, and not say a word to him. It's open to everybody. However, Beis Hillel says you have to go into the owner, you have to thank him, and the reason for that is because they made a gezerah, they decreed during Shemitah, that if people just come walking into other people's fields whenever they want and take their fruits and take their vegetables and whatever grew there, people are going to do that also during the rest of the year. So therefore the halacha is that one should be makir tov, as if to say you are the owner of this field or were the owner, I understand and I appreciate it, and it's just because Shemitah that I'm coming in here. And finally, the sixth case, hachemes, if a person has a leather flask that gets a hole in it. Beis Shammai ermim tzuroi medes. Beis Shammai says that doesn't become tame until when you tie it. That means if the place where there's a hole is bound really well, and the whole area around it is kind of creased so that it seals up the hole really well, then the halacha is that it's mekabel tumah. Beis Hillel says, even if the neck of the hole is not so well closed and stopped up, and even if there's no creases from the leather around it, that means that it's not as strong as a seal. As long as you can keep water or liquids inside of the schemes and they don't spill, it is going to be mekabel tumah. These are six cases where Beis Hillel was more lenient. Beis Shammai was more lenient. Beis Hillel was more strict. Wishing you a fantastic, amazing upcoming week.